All right, podcast time. Have you ever seen a delusional fan? I know you have. Never in my life, but have you ever seen a delusional fan in a rap hip hop group? I have. It's Howard. I don't care. I'm saying his name. Our group is called Hip Hop Is Now. His group is so self-serving with him. He doesn't like when people disagree with him. He sits there and says, Drake's the best. That's cool. But how delusional, even if I wasn't like, if I was like a Drake fan, right? I would not say something this delusional. This fool says, Mr. Morale, because you know fans love to protect their favorite rapper and discredit what the rapper that they're going against is doing. Even though people don't like Mr. Morale because they have no radio hits, look at Tyler Creator. He has won Grammys, right? Mr. Morale, they just won a Grammy. He won lots of Grammys. And how delusional of a fucking fan or how much of a dick writer are you of another rapper when you call a rapper album a flop, even though it won a Grammy? So who's really a panicky fan at this point? You know what I mean? This is the reason why I hate rap fans, how they are. Because y'all take shit too far and just be so delusional. And I've never seen a delusional fan until I seen Howard. This fool is literally a straight up Drake stan in every sense. He's doing everything in the Drake stan playbook. You know what I mean? And it's sad. It's sad to see a grown man act like that. This is way beyond my favorite rapper is better than yours. This dude is literally downgrading this man's Kendrick's accomplishments. Right? Because he don't like Drake. Because he's a Drake fan. You know what I mean? That's sad. That's real sad. That's one thing. We don't like Drake's music. I mean, you don't like Kendrick's music. That's fine. Whatever. But to literally say his accomplishments is not there. His accomplishments is, well, fuck your accomplishments. It's still a flop. 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 This shit won a Grammy. Last time I checked, and it went platinum. It didn't have any hits. Okay, Tyler Creator had no hits. It still won a fucking Grammy. Killer Mike album has no hits and it won a Grammy. We don't need to stop thinking hits equates Grammy. These things have to be fucking submitted. And then he says, that's precise the point. That sounds like someone that's very delusional and does not care. My favorite rapper's the best. I don't care what this other guy accomplished. And I'm not saying Drake didn't accomplish any goddamn thing, but the culture feels more of Kendrick because he's authentic. Well, the culture that's not on the bullshit like these so-called underground hip-hop heads or these old heads who think that Kendrick is not about the culture. Hell, you have motherfuckers going as far as saying Kendrick is a motherfucking industry plant, which is why that term don't mean nothing. You have kids who don't even care. I was never just on some like, you know, whatever shit. I looked up that kid, that made that song, I Don't Care If You Sad, because baby, I'm a loner. I looked up his music, and there are people that are openly saying, I don't care, he's an industry plant. He makes great music. Like, people just do not care. You know what I mean? If a person's an industry plant or not. And because that word gets thrown around so fucking goddamn much nowadays, and you got niggas making up terms like underground industry plant, that term is dead. No one cares about that term any fucking more. They don't care. They do not care. They don't care, bro. They do not care. And let's be real, how much do fans really like authenticness? If you're telling an artist that's having that has an authentic sound to switch it up and make songs that sound, or for example, me making chill vibey rap, and someone tells me, you need to make some shit that's on some banger shit. You need to make some West Coast bangers. You need to start making songs like this and have me doing shit that's not authentic to me. How much do fans really want artists to be authentic? I mean, fans would think like this.
Because if you ask me, y'all don't really want artists to be that offensive. Excuse me, making a little beat real quick.
If you ask me, y'all don't really want artists to be really authentic to themselves. You want them to be industry versions of what they're supposed to be.
You know, you got fans who be like,
well, Kendrick won because he made a bop. Like, that's all you got to do. And I like Kendrick. Kendrick doesn't need to make a bop, but because fans are so, I'm bored, I don't like chill vibey music, because it's not for you. There's a fan base that do not like hype music, bro. They don't. Like, seriously. They don't. And that's fine, because it's called a preference or a different in taste. But we have, you know, fans who are arrogant, ignorant, and stupid and think, well, you have bad taste in music then. No such thing as bad taste. We just have different tastes. You got people who just really think. You want to call who ignorant? You have fans who literally sit there, look you in your face, and if you don't listen to what they like, you have bad taste in music, you have bad taste in movies, you have bad taste in all of these things. If you don't like what I like, you have bad taste. If you don't like what is universally accepted, you have bad taste. Not as crazy. Crazy talk, but these are the fans, right? You know what I'm saying? All fans are like this. You know, some fans are cool, but the majority of fans that you that I see are very delusional. Like Howard, he's over here downplaying this man's Kendrick success because he's a fucking Jake, because he's a Drake fan. Keep in mind, this is a hip hop is now page. You have hip hop pages that all they do is shit on mumble rap. Okay. And you're doing the exact same thing. So it's no different. Hold on quick. So it's no different. You have a whole, and I get it, you know, you're trying to be anti, you're trying to be like, yeah, we like all kind of hip hop. You really don't. Because every chance you get, if someone shits on mumble rap, well, I'm not going to place their music because you're shitting on mumble rap. Keep in mind, this man is like older than me. So this shit is very, very, very sad. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to be, you know, you can be young and not like real rap. I'm not saying that. You can be young and like, you know, you can be old and like, you know, today's rap. No, there's no, nothing against that. Nothing is said at all. But when you start having the mannerisms of a teenager, cool uncle that's cool with the kids, you look like a cornball. I'm just keeping that shit a buck with you. You're looking like a fucking cornball. Go as far as saying because there's also girls who like this kind of modern rap, I'm starting to look like, you're starting to look like a motherfucking, you know, pedo. You know what I mean? I mean, not to throw. No, not to throw out a Sabbath. No. Not to throw out no little receptionist, but come on, dog. Niggas is crazy. But like I say, fans are weird with that. That's why I can't really, and every time I see him do that, like, I really want to say something, but you know. It's fucked up because he's a Libra. But not all Libras think like that. See me talking about some Zodiac shit. He must be a September Libra because we're different. I'm sorry. Like, I don't really get too obsessive over my favorite rapper. I do not cry when they drop a bad album. I do not cry when... you know, they don't live up to their expectations... Because I don't have expectations for many rappers. Yeah, so I don't really be one of those people like, oh man, my favorite rapper fell off. I stopped listening to him over stupid things that he said, stupid things. Oh, so you don't take rappers, you don't, because I don't know these people. I don't know these people. I don't know them personally like that. I really don't. As for underground rappers, even if I go to a show and I've probably seen a rapper before, I don't know you personally like that, man. I don't know you personally like that. I do not know you personally. I don't know you like that, bro. I just don't. I don't know you like that. I might. I don't know you like that. Thank you. at that.
I don't really like that. So even if I have any feelings,
to have any feelings like that? Nah. I don't feel the need to be like, man, my favorite, come on, bro. And getting all emotional because of getting so uppity because of rapper. Oh, he's winning. Oh, the other rapper sucks. Like, and that was it. He didn't have any other song that I fucked with. Even though that little Eminem diss track, yeah, it was cool. But at the end of the day, nigga, he didn't. It took, first of all, nigga, where was that energy? I don't know, decades ago. He was rapping like that. You got respect. It's clearly. Make a diss track to Eminem. That was just funny to me. But hey, that's how the game is, right? But I'm done.